listening to See Something with Yasi Koti on the Buster Free Radio. Day today, and I would like to share it with you. Today, I am going to read to you a book that someone sent me in prison. It is called 50,000 Shades of Gold by Earl Grey. Now, if you have young ones out there, let them know they're gonna hear things they've never heard before. From their mama, dada. And if you're a virgin, by that time I'm through reading this, you won't be a virgin anymore. And if you feel like calling in because maybe you have a copy of the book, or you're just inclined to call in and tell me how sexy my voice is, you can do so anytime. My number is 617-454-4237. You can call me. And we'll share together in our secretions. Let us begin. I am a man of many random activities, so I am just going to open up the book to a random page and start reading. And for all of you out there who are going to be experiencing some hurricanes, let me tell you, I'm gonna rock you so hard like a hurricane right now that you're gonna have to buy some wood and bolt those doors, if you know what I'm saying. Okay, let's continue. He steps out of his Converse shoes and reaches down, taking his socks off individually. Christian Gold's feet, wow. What is it about naked feet? Turning, he gazes at me. His expression is soft. I assume you're not on the pill? What? Shit. I didn't think so. He opens up the top drawer of the chest and removes a packet of condoms. He gazes at me intently. Be prepared, he murmurs. Do you want the blinds drawn? I don't mind, I whisper. I thought you didn't let anyone sleep in your bed. Who says we're going to sleep? He murmurs. Oh, holy hell. He strokes slowly towards me. Confident, sexy, eyes blazing, and my heart begins to pound. My blood's pumping through my body. Desire, thick and hot, pulls in my belly. He stands in front of me, staring down into my eyes. He's so freaking hot. Let's get this jacket off, shall we? He says softly, and takes hold of the lapels and gently slides my jacket off my shoulders. He places it on the chair. Do you have any idea how much I want you and steal? He whispers. My breath hitches. I cannot take my eyes off his. He reaches up and gently pulls his fingers down my cheek to my chin. Do you have any idea what I'm going to do to you? He adds, caressing my chin. The muscles inside the deepest, darkest part of me clench in the most delicious fashion. The pain is so sweet and sharp, I want to close my eyes. But I'm hypnotized by his eyes. Leaning down, he kisses me. His lips are demanding, firm and slow, and molting mine. He starts unbuttoning my shirt while he places feather-like kisses across my jaw and chin and the corners of my mouth. Slowly, he peels it off me and lets it fall to the floor. I am getting goosebumps. He stands back and gazes at me. I'm in the pale, blue, lacy fit, perfect bra, thank heavens. And it has leopard print on it as well. Oh, Anna, he breathes. You have the most beautiful skin. So golden, pale, and flawless. I want to kiss every single inch of it. I flush. Oh my, why did he say he couldn't make love? I will do anything he wants. He grasps my hair tight, pulls it free, and gasps as my hair cascades down around my shoulders. I like golden brunettes, he murmurs. And both of his hands are in my hair, grasping each side of my head. He kisses, demanding, his tongue and lips coating mine. I moan, and my tongue tentatively meets him. He puts his arms around me and hauls me against his body, squeezing me tightly. One hand remains in my hair. The other travels down my spine to my waist and down to my behind. His hand flexes over my backside and squeezes gently. He holds me against his hips and I feel his erection, which he pushes into me. I moan once more into his mouth. I can hardly contain the righteous feeling, or are they hormones? I can hardly contain it. That rampage through my body. I want him so badly. Gripping his upper arm, I feel his biceps. He's surprisingly strong and muscular. Tentatively, I've moved my hands up to his face and into his hair. It's so soft, golden, and unruly. I tug on it gently and he groans. He eases me towards the bed until I feel it behind my knees. I think he's going to push me down onto it, but he doesn't. Releasing me, he suddenly drops to his knees and he grabs my hips with both his hands and runs his tongue around my navel. Then gently nips his way to my hip bone and then across my belly to my other hip bone. I groan. Seeing him on my knees in front of me, feeling his mouth on me, it's so unexpected and hot. My hands stay in his hair, pulling it gently as I try to quiet my too loud breathing. He gazes up at me. Though impossibly long lashes, his eyes scorchedly smoky gray and cold. His hands reach up and undo the button on my jeans, and he leisurely pulls on down the zipper. Without taking his eyes off mine, his hands move beneath the waistband, skimming me and moving to my behind. His hands glide slowly down my backside to my thighs, removing my jeans as they go. I cannot look away. He stops and licks his lips, never breaking eye contact. He leans forward, running his nose up the apex between my thighs, and I feel him there. "You smell good," he murmurs and closes his eye. A look of pure pleasure is on his face, and I practically convulse. He reaches up and tugs the duvet off the bed, then pushes me gently so I fall onto the mattress. Still kneeling, he gasps at my foot and undoes my Converse, pulling off my shoe and socks. I raise myself up onto the elbows to see what he's doing, and I'm panting hard. Oh God, I'm wanting him so bad. Holy shit. He lifts my foot by the heels and he runs his thumbnail up my instep. It's almost painful, but I feel the movement echoed in my groin. I gasp, not taking his eyes off mine. Again, he runs his tongue along my instep, then his teeth. Shit. I groan. How can I feel this there? I fall back on the bed moaning, and I hear his soft chuckle. Oh, Anne, what I could do to you, he whispers. He removes my other shoe and sock. He stands. He removes my jeans off completely. I'm lying in his bed, dressed only in my bra and panties. And he's staring down at me. You're very beautiful and I can't wait to be inside you. Holy shit, his words. He's so seductive. He takes my breath away. Show me how you pleasure yourself. What? I frown. Don't be coy. Show me, he whispers. I shake my head. I don't know what you mean. My voice is hoarse and I hardly recognize it, laced with desire. How do you make yourself come? I want to see. And I shake my head. I don't, I mumble. He raises his eyebrows, astonished for a moment, and his eyes darken, and he shakes his head in disbelief. Well, we'll have to see what can be done about that. His voice is soft, challenging, a delicious sensual threat. He undoes the buttons of his jeans and slowly pulls them down, his eyes on mine the whole time. He leans down over me, and grasping each of my ankles, he quickly jerks my legs apart and crawls under the bed between my legs. He hovers over me, and I am squirming with need. "Keep still," he murmurs, and then he leans down and kisses the inside of my thigh. Trailing kisses up over the thin lace material of my panties. He's kissing me. Oh, I can't keep still. How can I not move? I wiggle beneath him. "We're gonna have to work on keeping you still, baby." He trails kisses on my belly and his tongue digs deep into my navel. Still, he's heading north, kissing me across my torso. My skin is burning and I'm flushed and too hot and too cold. I'm clawing at the sheets beneath me. And he lies down beside me and his hands trails up from my hip to my waist and up to my boobies. He gazes down at me. His expression is unreasonable as he gently cups my breasts. "You fit in my hand perfectly," and tips his index finger into the cup of my bra and gently yanks it down, feeling my breast. But the underwire and the fabric of the cup force it upward, and his finger moves to my other breast as he repeats the process. My breasts are swelling and my nipples are hard under his steady gaze, and I'm tousled up by my own bra. "Very nice," he whispers appreciatively, and my nipples harden even more. He blows very gently on one as his hand moves to my other breast, and his thumb slowly rolls to the end of my nipple, elongating it. I groan, feeling the sweet sensation all the way to my groin. I am so wet down there. "Oh, please," I beg internally as my fingers grasp the sheet tighter. His lips close around my other nipple, and when he tugs, I nearly convulse. "Let's see if we can make you come like this," he whispers, continuing his slow, sensual assault, and my nipples bear the delicious brunt of his deft fingers and lip, setting aside every nerve ending, so my whole body sings with sweet agony. "Just don't stop, oh please," I beg, and I pull my head back, and my mouth opens as I groan, and my legs, they stiffen. Holy hell, what's happening to me? "Let's go, baby," he murmurs, his teeth close around my nipples, and his thumb and finger pull hard. I fall apart under his hand, and my body's convulsing and shattering into a thousand pieces. He kisses me deeply, his tongue in my mouth absorbing my cries. "Oh my, that was extraordinary. Now I know what all the fuss was about." He gazes down at me satisfied. "You're very responsive," he breathes. "You're gonna have to learn how to control that, and it's gonna be so much fun teaching you how," He kisses me again. You're so deliciously wet, God, I want you. He thrusts his fingers inside of me and I cry out as he does it again and again. He palms my clitoris and I cry out once more. He pushes inside me harder and harder. Still, and I groan. Suddenly he sits up and tucks my panties off and throws them on the floor. Pulling off his boxer briefs, his erection springs free. Holy cow. He reaches over to the bedside table and grabs a foil packet. And then he moves between my legs. Spreading them far apart, he kneels up and pulls a condom onto his considerable length. Oh no, will it? Don't worry, he breathes. You expand too. He leans down, his hands on either side of my head. He's hovering over me, staring down to my eyes. And his jaw clenched, his eyes burning. It's only now that I register he's still wearing his shirt. Do you really want to do this? Please do it, I beg. Pull your knees up, he orders softly, and I'm quick to obey. I'm going to fuck you now, he murmurs, as he positions the head of his erection at the entrance of my sex. Hard, he whispers, and he slams into me. I cry as I feel the weird pinching sensation deep down inside of me as he rips through my virginity. He's still gazing down at me and his eyes bright with ecstatic triumphant. His mouth is open slightly and his breathing is harsh and he groans. You're so tight. Are you okay? And I nod. My eyes are wide. My hand is on his forehead, and I feel so full. He stays still, letting me acclimate to the intrusive, overwhelming feeling of him inside of me. I'm gonna move, baby, he prays after a moment, and his voice is tight. Oh, he says back. And he closes his eyes, and he thrusts into me again, and I cry out. More, he whispers in his rough voice. Yes, I breathe. And he doesn't want more. And still again I groan and my body accepting him. Oh, I want this. Again. Yes. 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 Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Are you okay?
Oh. Oh, God.
Yes.
Ooh. Oh, God. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, yes. Right there.
Let us take a break.
I'll have what she's having.
you can call me. My number is 617-454-4237. Please take this moment to drink a cold glass of water. I need to recuperate. We have a caller.
No, sorry. Yeah. Yeah, excuse me. Feel it, baby. Christian whispers in my ear. It's not feel it, baby, Christian.
It's feel it, baby, Christian whispers in my ear.
Feel it, baby, Christian whispers in my ear. And very gently grazes my earlobe with his teeth. Feel it for me.
It's your part.
Oh, my legs are...
No, highlighted part.
Oh, okay. I don't think you're clean enough now, he murmurs. And he stops.
Because I have other plans for you, Anastasia.
What? No, my breathing is ragged.
Turn around. I need washing too.
What? Oh my, but I was... That's not fair.
Jeez. Oh, the highlighted part?
Wait, where are you?
My mouth drops open.
Okay.
Ah, woo.
Where are they, in a child's pool?
Bathtub.
Water. This woman wrote that?
Yes.
The writing is exquisite.
And by the way. Get you back to the library, turn those back.
Still he orders, and slowly he inserts his thumb inside me, rotating it around and around, stroking the front wall of my vagina. No fisting, you say. Anything else you object to? I agree to the fisting, but I'd really like to claim your ass.
Famed voice.
Hello? I'm sorry for my little break. That was just so sensuous that I had to go get a drink of water really quickly because it was so good. It was so very, very good.
Hey, I see. Yes, it's Gustav.
Hey, Gustav. I can't believe you call me like this.
Oh, yes. Comment allez-vous, monsieur?
I'm so unprepared right now.
Why are you unprepared? What is wrong, my friend?
I need to zip up my pants. Sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay.
I was just reading this book. 50,000 Shades of Gold. And I just had a moment for a second.
It's okay, because it's very natural to feel this way. I think this book is very powerful.
Yes.
Have you had any callers calling to ask about the book?
No, not yet, Gustav. Not yet. Would you like to read some of the book to our caller?
Would I like to what?
Would you like to read some of this?
Okay, I would be very pleasured by this.
Yes.
Which section should I read for you?
Just flip to any page, and any page is so good. Our callers want to know.
I will read from this for the readers who have the book and want to read along in their minds.
I think I just read that part right now.
This page?
Yes.
What? This is random. It is impossible.
I know. You need to go somewhere else.
Okay.
That's why it opened there, because it's so sticky and shit.
It is kind of sticky and moist, but I like this. It is like the womb.
Yes.
Okay, I am reading from the page 176.
Yes.
I stare at myself in the bathroom mirror. You can't seriously be considering this. My subconscious sounds sane and rational, not her usual snarky self. My inner goddess is jumping up and down, clapping her hands like a 5-year-old. Please, let's do this. Otherwise, we'll end up alone with lots of cats and your classic novels to keep you company.
Yes. That's a sexy saxophone.
The only man I've ever been attracted to. And he comes with a bloody contract, a flogger, and a whole world of issues. Well, at least I got my way this weekend. My inner goddess stops jumping and smiles serenely. Oh yes, she mouths, nodding at me smugly. I flush at the memory of his hands and his mouth on me, his body inside mine.
Oh, stop it.
Closing my eyes, I feel the familiar, delicious pull of my muscles from deep, deep down. Oh, I want to do that again and again.
Yes, Gustav.
Maybe if I just sign up for the sex, would he go with that? I suspect not. I have a feeling there must be some caller who is feeling what we are feeling.
Yes. I think, hello?
I love it.
Oh, this is it.
Oh, I want to have an orgasm.
Oh, he's done.
This is incredible.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, caller. Thank you.
Thank that you was for... a very powerful caller.
Yes, thank you. That was kind of inappropriate, but that's okay.
Yes, I think we can handle it. You think you scared us? No, you did not scare.
Yeah, let's see what else you got out there, callers. I dare you to call in. I dare you. Oh, wait. Here's another caller. Hold on. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Bonjour, monsieur. Hello. Madame, I'm sorry. Oh. Your voice is so beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
I am a long-time listener and a first-time caller. I just want to thank you, Yossi, for...
Yes.
Opening up my consciousness.
Yes.
So much.
I want to thank you for calling, because you sound all so good.
It is very special to have you here. What is your name, madame?
My name is Genevieve.
Oh, from France? Are you perhaps from France?
No.
Oh, it's okay, it's okay. All right. Give me a moment.
Genevieve, tell me, what color is your hair?
My hair is bright red.
Oh.
With a streak of gold.
It's like the book is calling us.
Yes.
That's...
And now what have you thought of the book so far, Genevieve?
Yes. The section that Gustav just read to us was very interesting about the inner goddess.
Yes.
And Yossi, I was wondering how you would describe your inner goddess.
Oh, yes.
And how I can access my inner goddess.
Yes, Ola. Genevieve, my inner goddess is just like golden ecstasy bursting out of my pores. And all you got to do to visualize it, the best thing to do is to get into a hot bath, a nice golden bathtub, and let the water trickle down your spine, and envision the gold energy pouring into you and out of your every hole.
And deep, deep down, let it go deep, deep down, yes.
Deep down into your heart, through your eyes, through your stomach, through your membrane, and let it trickle down that red hair of yours.
Yes. Maybe the golden lock of your hair will glow with the power of this goddess.
Oh good, I can feel it close already.
Yes.
Catch you, Gustav.
Oh yes, I can, Genevieve. You have created quite an image for us. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Yossi.
Yes, I am so glad that you called, and I wish you would call more often, because you have such a sensual, golden voice.
Ah, thank you. Yes, I will call again.
Yes, don't be shy.
Shall I read maybe another passage for Genevieve?
Yes, please.
Maybe it will create another question or something that will awaken inside her.
Yes, we can have like a four-way color or something like that. Yes.
Okay, let me see. I want to find something very special for this very special color.
Yes.
Who sounds like she could be from France, but I do not want to ask her.
No,
because
no.
The mystery of Genevieve is important.
I remember it. Does not matter where you're from, only where you are now.
Okay. Crap. Jose, shit. I grab my phone. 5 missed calls and 1 voice message.
Oh, Jesus.
Tentatively, I listen to the message. It's Christian. I think you need to learn to manage my expectations. I am not a patient man. If you say you are going to contact me when you finish work, then you should have the decency to do so. Otherwise, I worry and it's not an emotion I'm familiar with, and I don't tolerate it very well. Call me. Beep. This was my beep. It's not in the book.
That was a good beep.
And then this double crap. Will he ever give me a break? I scowl at the phone. He is suffocating me. With a deep dread uncurling in my stomach, I scroll to his number and press call. My heart is in my mouth as I wait for him to answer. He'd probably like to beat 7 shades of shit out of me. The thought is depressing. Hi, he says softly, and his response knocks me off balance because I am expecting his anger, but if anything, he sounds relieved. Hi, I murmur. I was worried about you. I know. I'm sorry I didn't reply, but I'm fine. He pauses for a beat. Did you have a pleasant evening? He is crisply polite. Yes, we finished packing and Kate and I had Chinese takeout with Jose.
Oh, yeah,
I close my eyes tightly as I say Jose's name. Christian says nothing.
Yes.
Yes.
You're making me hungry.
This is making me hungry for the Chinese.
Yes. I would like a little bit of samyang kai.
I as well. Such the same thing. A little samyang kai in my mouth right now would be delicious. So delicious.
Yes. Gustav, I can't believe they sent me this book.
It is incredible. But hey, I think Genevieve, she's still on the line,
Hi.
No?
Genevieve, maybe you can send me a picture of yourself so I can imagine you and send you my golden vibrator. Vibrations, I mean.
Okay, where can I email it to you? What is your email?
Yes. We can be Facebook friends. I'm on the Facebook and my name is Yasi Gobi.
Yes, okay.
Do you have a Facebook? Or are you on the Friendster?
Yes, I think Friendster is far superior to Facebook.
Yes. I need to get on the Friendster. But, you know, they only allow me so many minutes on the computer a day.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
That is too bad. What do you use your precious computer time for, usually?
Just for internet ports and stuff. Oh, Genevieve, we have a call. We can have a 3-way or 4-way together.
The 4-way.
Yes, hold on. Stay on the line.
Hello,
caller.
Bonjour.
Hello, yes, here.
Hello, caller.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Hello?
I'm listening to your show with bated breath.
Yes, caller, have you had an erection from the intimate conversation reading that we're having?
I've had several, and I need some help in pleasuring my woman.
Yes.
So, just listening to this titillating conversation.
Yes.
It's helping with that.
Yes. And you can always listen to our archives and I think I'll go Gustav, I want to read a few more lyrics for you.
Yes, I think I have found a part of this incredible book that will help you, monsieur.
And monsieur, we also have another caller with you, and her name is Genevieve. You can say hello.
I was wondering if the book has an index.
I do not know what that means, sir.
Can you explain this?
We have like never a heard. Finger? An index finger?
Yes, like...
It would help if it were indexed, I think. It would really...
I see, so... The finger helps you turn the page?
I think this is what he means.
Oh yes, do you have a page number that you can recommend?
Oh, yes, I would recommend. I want to read something for you, monsieur. Page 140. It's at the bottom, and I think this will help you with your woman that is no longer thinking that you are good enough and that cannot be pleasured by your thing.
I'm going to flip to that page right now.
Okay, follow along, but I will read it. It starts, holy shit, he grabs my left foot, bends my knee, and brings my foot up to his mouth. Watching and assessing my every reaction, he tenderly kisses each of my toes, then bites each one of them softly on the pads. When he reaches my little toe, he bites harder, and I convulse, whimpering. He glides his tongue up my instep, and I can no longer watch him. It's too erotic. I'm going to combust. I squeeze my eyes shut and try to absorb and manage all the sensations he's creating. He kisses my ankle and trails kisses up my calf to my knee, stopping just above. He then starts on my right foot, repeating the whole seductive, mind-blowing process. Oh, please,
I need to get a pair of boots.
Yes. So it's about the toes. I am just going to summarize. So bite the toes, okay?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Ooh, all right.
God. Oh. Is that Genevieve?
I don't know. Is it a noise?
Why? That's the only other caller.
That's the other caller.
It must be Genevieve.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, Genevieve.
Oh, this is good. Oh, is this your wife, monsieur, maybe?
Yes. Yes. Who's doing that?
Yes! Yes!
Who's doing that? Was that a huge enemy?
Yes, I could not help myself. Oh. My feet are very sensitive.
Oh, yes.
And passage was too much to take.
This is fantastic.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
It's no problem. But you know, the feet are the very sensual parts of, any sensual conversation.
It is. They are the parts that touches the Mother Earth, the Gaia. So they are like the roots of the life tree.
Yes.
Tender, sensitive roots.
Yes, in the Kama Sutra, I once saw some sensual feet positions.
Yes.
Is there any part in the book about earlobes?
Yes, the whole book is about earlobes, caller. And if you don't find earlobes, you can replace toes for earlobes, index fingers for earlobes, vaginal members for earlobes as well.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
So I need to use my imagination a little more in the bedroom.
Yes,
in fact, I may want to take it out of the bedroom altogether.
Yes, and sometimes role-playing helps. Like, you can pretend you're an FBI agent and that you're hunting down Miss Scarlet from Clue as to if she's done it or not with the rope or the revolver.
That's one of our favorite board games.
Yes.
It's a really, really good suggestion.
Yes.
I will be Colonel Mustard, and I will find Miss Scarlet in the dining room with the candlestick.
Yes, the candlestick is a good one, too. make sure you really have a candlestick at home, or get yourself one at the store.
I'll go buy a candlestick today.
And get some rubber gloves. And some rope.
Very kinky. This is all good stuff. I'm writing it down.
Well, it's just so that you can do the dishes without getting your hands all dirty.
Oh, well, I'm not too concerned about the dishes.
Dishes? The FBI? Open up? You should be.
Monsieur, can they ask you? Monsieur.
I'm going to spread her out on the kitchen floor.
Yes.
And I'd find her secret passage to the study.
Yes, make sure, as I have read in the book, that you need to caress her nipples a little bit first.
Oh.
And breathe heavy on them. And don't show her your member until she's all wet.
Are you getting this, monsieur?
I'm getting this. Yes, this is all good stuff. Yes, I learned,
I learned this out from the book.
It's all there, monsieur. But you know this because you have the book. And I want to ask you, what is your favorite passage?
Yes, what page is your favorite page?
I just bought the book as I was listening to the show. Yes. So I haven't really flipped through it just yet. I've only just started the first 10 pages. And I must say, it's quite educational for us men that need some help in the wooey department.
Yes,
I think this person must be French, because in France, of course, we do not need the help, and we write the books and the journals to help the world. This is why we are so great.
Yes.
Well, I understand you French are good at seducing women, but how are you at maintaining that seduction throughout your relationship?
No, we do not maintain anything, monsieur.
Gustave is really good at maintaining an erection for at least 4 hours. I have seen this.
This is true. I mean, sometimes I use a pill, you know, it's medicine and science.
Yes.
You cannot reject science like some people want to do. So, you know, there's no problem with this. But in the France, we do not worry about maintenance. We seduce and then we pass the lady on to somebody who is in need. So this is how we help the fellow man. Like the
That's why you're a socialist country.
We lack the social engagements, yes.
Like to spread it around.
We like to help each other because, you know, it's important.
It's the language of love.
It is like love is the Esperanto of the body.
Yes. Oh, I think we have another caller.
Oh, we could have a cinque.
Hello? Hello, caller?
Bonjour.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, I just picked up to pick up the book at the Costco. Every time I go, and it's pretty sensual, pretty sensual. I read it out loud to all the people as they're shopping, and they look at me like I'm some kind of floozy. But I'm just reading a book, and I want to know if I should actually purchase this book or not.
That's good, because Costco doesn't have any music or anything, so you're providing some entertainment for them as well.
Yeah, I know. I'm like walking around this. It's like a factory of humans, and I feel like I'm in a sweatshop because there's no music. So I just gotta take it out and sing it. And I'm gonna take my comment off the air, kind of. I gotta go to the Costco and read some more. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thank you, Colin. I wish she didn't have to go, Yassi.
She put the tips into the lady.
She has a mission. This is beautiful. She knows what she wants in life.
Is she gonna buy the book or not? I don't know if she was gonna buy the book.
But I think the important thing is she's sharing it with the world through the Costco loudspeaker system.
Yes.
If there's any it's any group of people that need some stimulation. It's Costco shoppers.
Yes. Maybe people should pick the book up and read it on the transportations of the airplanes and the buses systems, you know?
Would you recommend that people grind against bus poles?
Yes, yes, definitely.
This is very, very pertinent, yes.
Yes.
Genevieve, what's Genevieve, are you still there with us?
Yes,
I am amazed that you have not hung up on us yet.
It's incredible. You must be having a good time with us.
Yes,
I feel so close to you, like I'm with you, and I don't want to leave. It's just such a powerful experience.
What do you think of the other caller's suggestion to grind yourself up against the poles in the places like the transportation?
We need a female input.
Well, if that's what gives him pleasure and satisfaction and helps him be connected with the world and the universe,
I think
this book has the potential to unite the political differences in our country. Just imagine if people stood up and cheered and there wasn't a dry seat in the house.
Yes, everybody would be all wet, that's for sure.
Yes, this would be finally the dream of a moist Congress would come to pass.
Yeah.
Yes. Interesting.
What if people served up more French delicacies than French fries in the congressional cafeteria?
Or like French fries?
Like wearing the little uniforms of the French maid, I think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gustave loves wearing a uniform.
I like the large hats with the big feathers.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, or people dressed up as different political, different historical figures, but sexily, like a sexy Betsy Ross or a sexy Abigail Adams.
Yes, or George Michaels.
It's a very beautiful picture.
Yeah. Gustave, can you read any more to us?
I think I will read something that could be like an antidote or like a, you know, with the yin comes the yang. And this might be something interesting. Okay.
Yes, I'm pulling my yang right now.
My hands are resting on the brick wall of the flower bed, barely holding me up. Vomiting profusely is exhausting.
Oh, Gustav, did you say vomiting?
Gray takes his hands off me and passes me a handkerchief. Only he would have monogrammed freshly laundered linen handkerchief. CTG. I didn't know you could still buy these. Vaguely, I wonder what the T stands for as I wipe my mouth. I cannot allow myself to look at him. I'm swamped with shame, disgusted with myself. I want to be swallowed up by the azaleas and the flower bed. I'd be anywhere, but here. So this is something. I don't know. I want to admit that I find vomit incredibly erotic.
Naughty. It is very naughty.
It is like the internal energy externalized that you can cover everything with if you want.
It is.
Yes, dress me up like a donkey and spank my rear. I'm sorry, I reveal too much. I have to go.
Caller, it has been beautiful having you. I think Genevieve or other caller will be lonely without you, but c'est la vie.
You guys are like
yes,
beautiful butterflies spreading your wings.
And I can just picture Genevieve with that golden lock of hair. Like a little... a butterfly with this bizarre little wig.
And the wig is a little golden bit.
It's really nice to think of that.
Yeah. Please send me pictures of yourself soon, Genevieve.
Yes, I will friend you on Facebook and send you a picture.
Yes.
Does Facebook and keep mentioning this? Is it like the Friendster? Is it something new?
Yes, you gotta get on the Facebook.
Oh.
Gustave.
I think when I... came to prison, the Friendster was like the thing.
Yeah.
And so the MySpace and the Friendster are like what, they will take over. I don't care what people say, they are going to be the biggest.
Yes, they are, I know. The Friendster is where it's at.
Totally.
The Friendster is where it's at. Genevieve, do you own a copy of the book at home? Maybe you could read a few lines from it if you do you happen to have any?
Yes, let me just find the
it's
parts.
It's so beautiful. She has a book.
I know.
She can. Any
of course,
colors,
I have it.
Any other callers should call in and read passages like Genevieve has so generously done for us. You know?
I know, Genevieve. Oh God.
I think I need to take off my pants, Yassi.
I already have mine off.
I can barely see in the darkness.
I know.
Okay, I found my book and I'm ready to read a little bit.
Yes, yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Okay. Soft lips brush across my temple, leaving sweet, tender kisses in their wake, and part of me wants to turn and respond, but mostly I want to stay asleep. I moan and burrow into my pillow. Anastasia, wake up.
Wake up.
Oh, God, yeah.
Christian's voice is soft.
So soft.
Cajoling. No, I moan. We have to leave in half an hour for dinner at my parents'.
My parents.
He's amused. I open my eyes reluctantly. It's dusk outside. Christian is leaning over, gazing at me intently.
Intently.
Oh, God, yeah.
Come on, sleepyhead.
Come on, sleepyhead.
Get up.
Get up.
I am as hard as a rock.
I am like a muscle man.
He stoops down and kisses me again.
Who's not quit kissing me?
I cannot help it.
It's okay. I like it.
I've brought you a drink. I'll be downstairs.
Stairs.
Don't go back to sleep or you'll be in trouble.
In trouble.
He threatens, but his tone is mild. He kisses me briefly and exits.
Stop kissing me, Gustave.
I can the book. It's the book.
Leaving me blinking sleep from my eyes in the cool, stark room.
It's dark. It's like the prison room we are in.
Is that you touching me?
No, I think it is a snake.
I'm refreshed.
Yes.
But suddenly nervous.
Oh, why? Why nervous?
Genevieve, I love your voice so much.
Thank you, Yassi. Thank you.
You are so golden.
Thank you. I'm not reading. This is me. I just want to say that line, I'm refreshed but suddenly nervous, describes how I feel right now, being on the air with you. It's refreshing, but very... It makes me nervous because I'm such a big admirer of you and all that you do for the world.
You are exposed. You are naked before Yassi.
I am. That's how it feels.
Yeah. I feel this way so often here, and I'm in prison. How can it be? But it is true.
Oh, I wish we could spend more time together, Genevieve. But alas, we are going to have to let you go.
Yes. Well, I will call again so we can talk again. Thank you, Yassi.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gustav.
Oh, you are welcome. Merci beaucoup, madame.
Thank you for calling.
Wow.
You are sensuously golden.
Yes, you are. It has been our pleasure.
Yes, and it is my pleasure.
Yassi, it is so dark.
Yes, but you feel all so good.
I can only feel your breathing and my breathing and the little pool of vomit there on the floor. So beautiful.
Yes, I'm glad you ate that coconut earlier.
Don't go back to sleep or you'll be in trouble.